Good morning. The subject which has been on the wall for the last week or so, the title was Amir al-Akum. Amir al-Akum is something which is a very common shaila. Can a guy turn on a light? Can a guy turn off a light? I left my gas on, I left my oven on. Can I put on air conditioning on a Shabbos? There's 1,000 possible situations which come up when a person might want to use a guy to ask a guy to do malacha on Shabbos. We hope this morning to clarify what the Issa Amir al-Akum is, and also to verify as to whether the only problem in asking a goy or a goy doing malacha is actually Amir al-Akum. The asking a goy, or is there perhaps more to it when one needs the uses of a goy on Shabbos? Amir al-Akum is not something which is only discussed in the Gabe Shabbos. The Gemara Bab Metzia, the Tzadi, the Gemara says, Yiboyelu, מהו שיהם אדם לנוכרי חצויים חרוסי ודוש בו מי אמינון כי אמינון אמיר לנוכרי שבוס הנמילל אינן שבס זה איסו סקילה אבל חסימה זה איסו להב לאי עדיו מלא ישנו The Gemara has a question אמיר לנעקום שבוס is that דווקא לגבי שבס to ask the goy to do מלאך on שבס שבס is a חום ואיסו איסו סקילה or perhaps it applies to other Yisurim as well להב דה חסימה not allowed to cover muzzle an animal when it's working to stop it eating is there also then a Issa Amir la'akum and so to b'ul av yisurim the Gemara brings a toshma a dichyon a toshma halok el meiser shulchan aruch hashemish pot simen shin lam betches the Gemara the shulchan aruch paskins Amir la'akum is also in all yisurim they go and explain even though the Gemara brings a dichyon a raya it's only Amir la'akum is also that's the shita of the mechaber in Chayesh Mishpat. The lashon the Gemara used was Amir la'akum shvus. Amir la'akum shvus is the lashon quoted numerous places. Rashi in Shabbos of Kuf Chof Aleph says Rabbanon gozru al Amir renochri meshum shvus. It is an isad Rabbanon. To ask a goy to do a melacha on Shabbos is a isad Rabbanon. Why did Chazal go there? Why did Chazal stop a yid asking a goy to do a melacha on Shabbos? The Rambam says in Perek Vov, in Chashabbos, Halakha Aleph, Osu lema le goy la'asis lonu melacha b'Shabbos. One cannot ask a goy to do a melacha for us on Shabbos. Af api sha'ini mitzav al ha'Shabbos. Ve'af api sha'amale mikoydim ha'Shabbos. Even if the purpose of the melacha is only for after Shabbos. And I'm asking him before Shabbos to do the melacha, so I'm asking him on Thursday, please do a melacha for me on Shabbos so that I should be able to benefit from it on Monday. David said also in the verse of him, "Kedei shelo yitzir Shabbos kalo beinihem v'yavou la'atzis ba'atzmon." Rambam says the reason why Chazal would go there, Amir la'akum shvus, is that if we permit a goy to do a melacha for us, we are to ask a goy to do a melacha for us on Shabbos, there's a chashash, a possibility, the person might come to do a melacha by himself. So here we have one reason, one avon in Amir la'akum. Rashi in Avodah Zarah, that Tesvo, brings another reason as to why one cannot ask a goy to do a melacha on Shabbos. Rashi says, "Aval al Shabbos lo nitzavu b'noyach." Goy, I've got no din of Shabbos, no chiyuv to be shavus, also l'shvui. ומה שעשו לישראל למה לב תיחובי מעשה לי כך זהו ממשום ממצאי חסטופו ותאבדובו פוסק עם ישיין ונחס that one is not permitted to discuss דברים העשויים on Shabbos one cannot discuss business on Shabbos likewise one cannot says Rashi ask a goy to do something which I myself cannot do because of the drosha of ותאבדובו דיבור עושה So we have so far two mekoyres or two ideas as to why one cannot ask the greater to do melacha. The Pnei Yeshua asked a famous question. It's a question which is brought down by many, many poskim. The Beis Meir, the Tam Sefer, the Mishnah, and the Moshe talk about it. Spoken by the Pnei Megodim in the Shabbos. Why do we need a takona of Chazal to ask Amir la'akum? Why do we need to have Amir la'akum shvus as the Rambam Shulayte Shabbos Kalo Beinehem? Rashi and Arach. Both Paskin and Bob Metzir define Aleph. They both say the Aloha Maskonet HaTugya. They both say when the Gemara is discussing Aloha of Shlichus La'akum, we have a parsha of Shlichus, a person can make a Shliach to do a Maisa for him, and that Maisa is Mishyach is back to the Mishaleach. The Gemara says, a drosher, that ma'aten b'nei bris, af shluchaken b'nei bris, a goy cannot be a shliach. Rashi learns, the Seder Zerach, the Maskonis HaGemara as well, that midrabonon yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. L'chumra, we do take on that there is shlichus for a goy, midrabonon. Ask the p'nei shua, if so, why would we need a special takona to ask a goy doing a melochah from the Shabbos? If I ask a goy to do a melochah for me, he is my shliach. Yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. Without going into too much depth into the sugya of Shliach Dvar Aveira, they touch on that as well. Maybe one would want to say in Shliach Dvar Aveira on Shabbos, and therefore the Shlichus is not applicable. But that is something which the person can talk about, and they say that one of the reasons given for in Shliach Dvar Aveira is because Divrei Arav and Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishlemim. The Shliach, if I ask a Yid to turn on the light on Shabbos, then his mind is not Mishyachas to me, because he has a tzivui to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to turn the light on. So why is he listening to my tzivui? Divrei Arav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishlemim. But what happens if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, a goy who has no issue in turning on the light? So on him will not necessarily be said the klal of Divrei Arav, Divrei HaTalmid, and therefore there won't be a problem of shliach dvar aveira. So the prayer for this kasha is, if we hold yesh shlichus la'akum nachumra, why is there need for a special takana? The Steipler discusses maybe the issue of Shnayim Sha'osu. If two people do a melacha together on Shabbos, then it's only Osa Midarabonon, it's not Osa Midaraisa. And he wants to maybe suggest that even though Yashlichus Lachumra, it is considered as if both of us have done the Maisa, the Shliach and the Mishaleach. And that's only Osa Midarabonon. Amir La'akum, which is also Lachumra, Shlichus La'akum, Shlichus Anachri Lachumra, is only a Drabonon. So therefore, if the whole Issa would be a Shlichus, it would be a Shavus to Shavus to Drabonon. And Chazal wanted to make it more common, to make a direct Issa Drabonon, that's why they created a new Issa. And Moshe Feinstein discusses this idea, but he rejects it. The Teretz, which was given by the Beis Meir, the Kram Sefer brings it down in Shuvus. There are many Isurim, most Isurim, which a person cannot do, things which a person is not allowed to do, the Teretz forbids, are things which the Torah finds most. The Torah does not want you to do certain things. The Torah doesn't want that mitzvah to happen. It's irrelevant who does it, the Torah doesn't want that happening. Shabbos, a melacha on Shabbos, to do bishul, atiyah, anything you do, bayra, the Torah has no problem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no problem with these things happening. The Torah wanted a person to be noch, a person to rest on Shabbos. If a person rests on Shabbos and these things get done, then suggests the Chassam Sofer, the Torah has no problem. And therefore, one cannot offer Amir la'akum medin shlichus, because if one appoints a shliach to do melacha on Shabbos, you are still being noch. And therefore the Torah won't have any problem with the goy doing the ma'aseh for you. That is possibly, Chassam Sofer has himself an explanation, and those who say shlichus is not a reason to ask Amir Lakum. But Rashi in Mishneh Hechshech, in the end of Masechet Shabbos, a person is traveling before Shabbos and he has money on him, he has nowhere to put it, he doesn't know what to do with it. So the Mishneh discusses as to what should one do. Can one give it to a goy? Can one put on an animal and let the animal transport it for you? Rashi says the problem with giving it to a goy would be shlichus. And the person when we die from here, actually we see that Rashi understood the problem in asking a goy to do malachah on Shabbos is that he is you being your shliach. And he goes, he also says in his halacha in Perek Vav, halacha Aleph in the Rambam, the issa of Amir Lakum is an issa of shlichus. So we have various ideas in the Poskim as to why, in the Rishonim, as to why one cannot do Amir Lakum. There's actually a mechilta which darshens the pasuk kol malachah lo yoseh vehem. It doesn't say leisa'ase, you should not do it, it should not be done, the pasuk says. But now the mechilta makes a drosha, one cannot ask the goy to do a malacha on Shabbos. The Sha'atzin and Reish Nehem Gimel brings a smag. The smag is misafik as to whether this is a drosha gemura and it's a da'iraisa. The Levush says even according to the poskim hold it's not issa da'iraisa, but we see from here how chomu amir la'akum is on Shabbos, and one obviously cannot take it, this halacha, in a kuladika way. What will we do with the Gemara which says Amir Lakum Shavus according to the Sabbath is Magen et Teraisa. The Gemara says Shavuot. Shavuot we know means Yisra Rabbanon. The Rabbi wants to differentiate between asking a guy to do a malacha for himself, which is possibly a Rabbanon, or asking him to do for me when it's a Yisra Teraisa. But as the Shasiyon finishes off, it is taken on by most Paiskim, Kemat all Paiskim, Amir Lakum is only a Yisra Rabbanon and not like the Tzad of the Smak. So we have various reasons as to why one cannot do Melach on Shabbos. If we will quickly go over them, summarize, we have either Betah Bedovo, one cannot do Dibur on Shabbos from one of the daughter. Another one is, Chazal made the Gzera, because Shaloi Tehei Shabbos Kalo Be'ineyem Yavohu La'at is Ba'atzman. And we found also that the idea of Shlichus and the Mechilta. It's not necessarily four reasons as to why, or four Gedorim as to why one cannot do Amir La'akum. The Rambam is giving me the reason as to why Chazal would go there. Chazal said, don't do Amira because Shleite Shabbos Kala Be'enehem. What is the gather of the Issu? How did they utter it? How did they look at the Maisa of Amira when I do it? So that we possibly have Shlichus. Even if we normally would not be able to use the idea of Shlichus as Kram Sefer says, but Chazal could be we're going to hear a new parasha that when a guy does a Maisa on Shabbos, it is considered like he's a Shliach and it's also. The benefit of looking at Amir La'akum not just as the parasha of Veda Bedovo or the Mechilta's Rosha is the Gemara we started off with. The Gemara says, Sofik, is there is Amir La'akum Ba'ul Yisurim? And we pass in the Mechaba said there is Amir La'akum Ba'Kashar Yisurim. Obviously, Veda Bedovo, which is a posuk, Dibur also on Shabbos, cannot answer B'Kashar Yisurim. So we see in the Gemara already has an idea, we see in the Gemara this idea that there is more to Amir La'akum than just a Dabed Dovo. The Mechaber in Tov Kuv Yudzayin says quite clearly that just like there is Amir La'akum on Shabbos, so called Yom Tov is Amir La'akum. But the question to be asked is there Nafki Mina? And what is Nafki Mina? Is there any Nafki Mina in Halakha as to why the Amir La'akum is also? The very obvious Nafki Minas are Veda Bedovo is the Isra to do an Amira on Shabbos. There's something which I cannot do. So, if I were to ask a goy on Thursday, would you mind please on Shabbos coming to my house to turn the lights on? Lachura, I haven't done an Isra. The Dibu was done on Thursday. But, as we have a new parasha of Amir La'akum Shvus, Chazal Gozru, Shaloye Shabbos Kalo Be'enehem, which possibly that idea is that when he does the Maisa, he is like my Shliach. Therefore, even though the dibur was done on Thursday, it would still be also to have the guy doing this melacha on Shabbos. So, to the other way around. On Shabbos, I would ask the guy, on Monday, can you please do a melacha for me? I have a problem of a dabedovo. I've asked him on Shabbos, I've discussed something which is also. I can't on Shabbos discuss my business. I can't on Shabbos ask a guy to switch the light on, although I'm only asking him to do it on Monday. Shlichus, or Shleite Shabbos Kala B'nei B'Vohu Lasis Ba'atmon, wouldn't apply necessarily over here. Because when he's doing the Maitre, it's not Shabbos. And the third Nafkimina, which is brought down by the Prime Godim, is the obvious Nafkimina of Veda Bedovo, is the Hemshech of the Posuk, Rotsei Heftecho, with Chazal Darshan, Heftei Shomayim Mutter. Heftecho Asurim, Heftei Shomayim is Mutter. One is allowed to discuss, for instance, one can make an appeal for Stoker on Shabbos. That is Chetzei Shamayim, even though we are discussing Dovah HaOsu, but Chetzei Shamayim is Mutar. So too, if I would ask a goy, please turn on a light for me because I would like to sit and learn, I would like to daven. If the whole list of Amir La'akum would have been Veda Bedovo, I would say it's permissible. But as we have this extra halacha of Amir La'akum Shavuos, Shelo Yitei Shabbos Kala Be'enehem, the heter would not be so straightforward anymore. As to whether the Tzerach Godel or Tzerach Mitzvah one would be allowed to ask a guy to turn a light on is a question on its own, but it's not a straightforward heter as the Dabba Dov alone would be. Amir La'akum, to ask a guy to do something, is not necessarily when I say to a guy very explicitly, can you please turn on the light for me on Shabbos? But on the other hand, it's possible, and we do find heterim, when it's not clear in my dibur what I'm saying, that I can ask the guy to do something. The Mechaber in Simen Shin Zayin, Sif Beis, says one can say to a guy, during the week, why on Shabbos did you not do a melacha for me? Why on Shabbos did you not turn a light on for me? What is the purpose of my conversation with the goy? I'm hoping the goy will understand, and he will realize that next Shabbos I want him to turn the light on for me. The Machaber says that's permissible. The Ramo in Siv Chof Beis, in the same Siman, Siman Shin Zayin, he says that anything which I cannot ask a goy to do for me on Shabbos, I cannot be meramed either. Remez is also. The Shabur Rezois explains that there is no machlekes Machaber Ramo. On Monday, to do a remiza, it's mutter. On Shabbos, to do a remiza, it's also. I cannot on Shabbos say to a goy, can you please hang up my washing line, and hope you'll understand I mean, can you please lift up the light switch? That is remiza. I'm giving it tzivui, a commandment. I'm telling him to do something, or I am implying to him that I want him to do something. That on Shabbos is also. During the week, that's permissible. But says the Mishabura, it brings to the test Zagdoyla and others. If I am not implying that I want the goy to do something, I am doing what we call a sikku dvarim ba'alma. I'm having a discussion with him, I'm telling a story, I'm making a statement. And the goy has enough faith to realize from that statement what I want from him. Then in that case, even on Shabbos, for Shabbos, there is no problem on the Amir. In other words, if I want to tell a goy, it's very dark in here, I wouldn't be able to read in this room, so I haven't told the goy I want him to do anything. I haven't even told him I want to do a davar hamutar. I've said it's dark in the room, hoping the goy will understand I would like him to turn the light on. In that case, says the Mishnah Berurah, I do not have a problem of Amir al-Akum. L'chaura, we have now discovered an amazing heter. Anything a person wants done on Shabbos by a goy, he just has to find a goy with a moderate IQ, ask a goy, do you understand that it's dark in here? You know we can't read when it's dark in the room. Not asking you to do anything, just informing you. And fine, the girl go and do it. I tell the goy, it's such a waste, I left my gas on Friday afternoon and I can't switch it off. I forgot to turn my oven off. I haven't done a tivui. I haven't told the goy to do anything. An example that Morgan Abram brings is if a postman delivers a letter and it's tied up and he can't open it on Shabbos, tell the goy, how am I supposed to read this letter when it's tied up? Either I'll turn around and say to you, you've got a point that you won't be able to read it and you're stuck. But hopefully the postman will understand, no problem, I'll open it for you. This is remiza. We seem to have wiped out completely the halacha of Amir al-Akum. We found a loophole which has rendered the halacha completely worthless. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos, the end of the Sefer. Nochri shahidlik es haner mishtamesh l'oiro yisro v'im bishvil yisro iloso. Mile mayim lehashkoes behemtoi mashke achrov Yisroel. V'im bishvil Yisroel, also. If a goy turns on a light for himself, a yid is allowed to have hanok on this light as a nation. If a goy who lives across the road from you sees you've had a power cut, your lights have gone off, your electricity has gone off, and he comes back to you and knocks on your door, walks into your front room, and he turns your lights back on, he turns your electricity back on for you. Says the Mishnah of Sulehonis. If a goy turns on a light for a yid without any amira at all, of Sulehonis, one cannot have hanok. Therefore, it will appear there is no purpose and there is no gain at all in the halacha we discussed earlier. We had a halacha that although I cannot do an amira la'akum, I can do a remiza shalei b'loshen tivui. Fine, I can do a remiza shalei b'loshen tivui, but I cannot benefit from that. I cannot go and tell a goy on Yom Tov, Remizah Shleim Lashon Tevu is that I need my oven on, or that I need my gas on, because I will not be able to use it. That is L'Chu'ura, what is implied in this Mishnah. Why should it be Osa L'Honais? Says Tosfos, Shleyo Velei Melei Lasis. If we allow you to be Nene from a Maisu which a Goy does on his own, Chazal are worried you might come and do it, ask the Goy to do it yourself. There's another Mishnah, a daf earlier in Shabbos. If I have a dleika, house is burning, and a goy comes to put out the fire, a goy walks past, I cannot tell him to put it out, directly we put out the fire, but at the same time I don't have to stop him if he's coming, if he tries to put it out of his own accord. Tosfos asks the stira between the two Mishnahs. On the one hand here, we do not have to stop the goy putting out the fire. On the other hand, I cannot be nene if a goy is mile mayim, fills up the bucket of water from the well in Rishus HaYoket to Rishus HaRabim for me, returns on nene, I cannot be nene. Answer states this: if Guf Yisrael nene from the Meleches Akum, there is a Issa. If it is not Guf Yisrael nene, then it is considered nokri adaita den afsheika of it. A goy does something for a yid, he's hoping to get something back in return, nokri adaita den afsheika of it. But if the Yisrael is being nene meguf hadovo, you will not apply the rule of nachri adaita de nafsheika of it. Being nene meguf hadovo means there is something physical which I am getting a positive hano from. A nachri turns on a light, I now have light which is something I'm benefiting from. A goy who turns off a light, there is nothing which I am benefiting from. The fact that I can now go to sleep at night in my bedroom due to the lack of light is not considered ne'ene meguf hadovo. If a guy turns off my gas, which I left on by mistake before Shabbos, I am not benefiting meguf hadovo. There is nothing the guy has given me. If the guy will turn on my gas, I cannot use that gas now to go on kufan yontif. That is Shita's place. From the fact that Tosfos has asked this kasha, says the Tehillah LeDavid, we see Tosfos understood the chiyuv to be meicher, the chiyuv of the second Mishnah, which says I have to, or al techab, the Mishnah which says I do not have to tell a goy to stop doing something, is the same halacha of osu lehonis and mutu lehonis. Whenever I have a halacha that I am not allowed to be nene from what the goy does, I have a chiyuv to stop the guy doing it when he comes even on his own accord, and therefore it will follow on that I can also not do a rembes shleib lashon tivui and have a no. The Rashba, says the Tehillah LeDavid, discusses this in various places, in Shuvas, he discusses the Chidushim, he has slightly different mashmos in each place, but the mashmos of Shuvas, says the Tehillah LeDavid, the Rashba understood there are two independent halakhas. There's a halacha of hano, one cannot be nene when a guy does a malacha for me, and there's a separate halacha, macho. And the Rambam, the Rashba holds there is no chiyuv macho. One does not have to stop a guy doing a malacha for you, but when he does it, you cannot be nene. There's a third shita which the Tehillah LeDavid brings down from the Rishonim, Rabbi Nesimcha, who's quoted by various other Rishonim, Agos Mot, could quote Rabbi Nesimcha, that there is a difference between Kelov Shel Yisrael and Kelov Shel Goy. If a goy does a melacha with my kelim, then I have a chiyuv to be meicher. I have to object and stop him. If a goy does a melacha with his own kelim for me, I do not have to stop him. In halacha, the mechaber in Shi'in Dalud, the mechaber in Shi'in Lamed Dalud as well, says that if a goy does a melacha for me, I do not have to be meicher, but I cannot be nene. Again, nene means meguf hadover, positive hano. The Rambo says quite clearly, Reisha involved, a goy who comes to light a candle for me, I do not have to be meicher. Muta limchais. You do not have to be meicher, muta limchais. I will not be able to be nene, but muta limchais. No chiyuv limchais. So too is the shita of the two. The Paiskim explained the Mishabura that shita ta, the Tehillah LeDavid says barichus, the shita of the mechaber, the Ramah and the Tor is, although we take on me'ikah like the Rashba, that there are two independent halakhas, and even when there's hano, I do not have a chiyuv to be meicher, we are also machmir, says the Tirdov, the Machab and Ramo are also machmir, like Shitas Toisvis, together with Rabbeinu Simcha. Which means, Toisvis says when there is Hano, there is a Chiyuv to be Meicha, but we limit that to Rabbeinu Simcha, who says that Kelov Shel Yisro. If a guy does a melocha for me with my kelim, and there is a positive Hano from that, I have a Chiyuv to stop him. Which leads us to a halacha based on this theory of David, that if a goy comes into my house, or I do an amizah shalei belosh in sivui, no problem of amir la'akum, and I have now the issue, can I allow the goy to do the malacha? Can I be nene for the malacha? Nene is also if the goy does it for you. Mecho depends. If it's your kalim and there's a positive hano, then you have to stop him. If it's not your kalim or there's no positive hano, you do not have to stop him. If there's no positive hano either, you can be nene as such. If a guy turns off a light, there's no hano, therefore you're allowed to stay in the room. So you can do a mitzvah shalei belosh in tivui to ask a guy to turn a light off. If I have a light on in the room already, and I want the guy to add another light to make it easier to see, that is not necessarily considered being nene. Mishnah Berurah says that's not considered being nene. And if it's not called being nene, in theory, I have no chiyuv to be moicha. This psak is the general understanding in the Mishnah Berurah, which is taken on by the Poskim. I've heard from various people, this is how Harav Shakovitsky was noyik, that in a case when it's, when there is another light burning already, that it's not considered being nene, one does not have to be moicha, and one can do a mizah shalei belosh in tibri to a goy. Although there are other Poskim who disagree with it, there's Reb Kiva Eger who discusses the halacha and rational base, which might be much more otherwise. But the Shmir Shabbos Kiyofosin seems to apply like this, the Metalk takes on like this, that in a case when there is no problem of Hano, either because I'm turning off a light, or because I already have a candle burning, in such a case one does not have a Chiyuv to be Meisa, even by Kelov Shel Yisro. Thank you very much.